Aloha kakou. Welcome to Kauai Community Radio's Talk Story. Talk Story, Fala Au in Hawaiian, loosely translates as reminiscing and communicating. Today, we have the pleasure of speaking with Kauai artist Larry Rivera. Larry Rivera is a living legend. Born in Kekaha and raised on the island of Kauai, Larry has composed over 100 songs. His family has lived in Hawaii for 6 generations. He learned how to play the ukulele by watching others, including his grandfather. During one of Arthur Godfrey's guest host appearances on Hawaii Calls, Larry sang his compositions Waialeale and The Whole World Looks to Hawaii. He sang the love song of Kalua on an episode of the popular TV series Fantasy Island. Larry draws upon lifetime experiences for most of his compositions. During the filming of Blue Hawaii, Elvis Presley was fascinated with Larry's music, urging him to continue with singing encore after encore. They became close friends. Larry worked and performed at the Coco Palms Hotel for over 62 years. He composed the song Beautiful Coco Palms in hopes that the hotel will be restored back to its original glory. He is the writer and composer of the highly acclaimed song Kamalani, made famous by Israel Kamakaviva'ole. Today, Larry Rivera lives in Wailua and is recognized as the ambassador of Kauai and Kauai's ultimate entertainer. He likes to play songs that talk about aloha. And to Larry, aloha is the spirit of Kauai. Let's catch up with Larry and talk story.
Larry, I want to welcome you to KKCR's Talk Story and say mahalo for being with us. I look forward to talk with you about your long and storied career.
Thank you very much for having me. I'm honored.
Tell us, Larry, about your family. Are you from a musical background?
Well, not really. It all started way back when my mom used to play the ukulele just for our enjoyment. She played an old Hawaiian song. Actually, I'm Filipino, Spanish, Chinese, Portuguese, German, Hawaiian. My mom used to play. And my dad used to sing. Once he sang to me, it was so surprising. Aminehuni, Aminehuni. And I end up writing the Aminehuni Santa Claus song, you know. And so when I was 16 years old by this time, I was coming down Waimea Canyon riding a donkey. And, you know, my sister was riding a horse. And we're going down from the top of Waimea Kokei all the way to Waimea Town. And I never thought I was going to be an entertainer, play a guitar, ukulele. And this melody came up to me.
Riding along, riding along. I'm riding, just keeping on going along. I'm heading for that lonely land, for to see my gal.
Everybody,
I'm going, just keeping on going. I see the new horizon is filled with happiness.
It goes on, but in the end. And that's, you know, the horse in the end. But everybody sings along with me on writing. That was the first song. So 7 years later, I write a song called I Search for Love. And Elvis loved the song. I wrote it for my wife, Gloria. My wife is married 57 years, January 22nd. My wife is married 57 years.
I caught that, yeah. Mm-hmm. And you?
Me, and I'm you? On my honeymoon.
Oh, still?
So anyway, I Search for Love. When I was with Coco Pond, I did the shows, and Elvis and I became good friends, and he and Patty Page sang background vocals for me. I wouldn't let him sing the lead. And he came behind me and Patty Page and I sang I Search for Love. After the song, I said, Larry, I love that song. I'll buy it from you. I'll give you $500 right now. I said, Elvis, I don't know how to copyright or sell a song. So he said, well, tomorrow, Mr. Tom Diskin, our A&R man, will see you and we'll fix it all up. So we did. I signed the contracts and I have all the documents at home. It's going to be in my book so they can see that I'm telling you the truth. Mm-hmm. And so the song was I Search for Love, and I'm going to imitate him in a while. But
I search for love all through the year. I search for love, but found just tears.
And it goes on, but this is the part he would go,
I search for love, I search for love, all through the years.
And he and Patty Page would sing that background. They harmonized, and they both were fighting over the song. But anyway, he sat with my wife, Gloria, and he said, I'm getting tired, Elvis told my wife. And she said, why don't you go back driving a truck like you used to? He said, they won't let me. So that was the story. But we always went together. He was also, Larry, let's go here. I said, I can't, Elvis. I have to do this and that. How funny, how wonderful he was. And that's why I also recorded Can't Help Falling in Love with You. Wise men say it's on the CD because of that.
In 2010, you were the recipient of the Hawaii Music Awards Lifetime Achievement Award, and you were recognized for your many song compositions and recordings, as well as for your commitment to the culture and heritage of Hawaii, and also for being the star of one of the longest continuous entertainment shows in Hawaii with your Love and Aloha show at the Coco Palms for, was it 58 years?
Well, this coming September 14, my birthday, we make 62 years. And I started in 1951 on my birthday with Mr. and Mrs. Hills. And we did everything. There was just me, Anya Sataki, and Andrew Connie, and Andres in the coconut grove. He gathered the coconuts and they shipped it to Oakland for candy. And it was a small lodge, just so many rooms, but it was quite a place. And the Hills, Mr. Hill died there, Mr. Hill, and then she remarried to Mr. Lazenby, who was a book writer, but I never saw anything come out of from him. And but anyway, then I worked there from 51 to 52, 1 year straight. And I worked from 4 o'clock in the afternoon. My mom, I wouldn't drive car yet. She took me, I didn't have a car. She drove me to Coco Palms. We live up by Kapa School. And dropped me off at 4. I would go and the girl at the desk would check out, would count our cash. I would be the cashier. Then I would lock up the room and set up the dining room, which was upstairs, not down where it is. And it overlooked the ocean. There was no buildings in the front of Coco Palms. And I set up the dining room. Then I'd take a good bath and then put my white shirt and black pants. And I would be a waiter. Then I would serve all the cocktails first and bartender everything. And then I would wait on tables. And we'd have only one thing to eat on the menu. If you didn't like that, we'd make an omelet for you. And after that got through, I counted the cash. And everybody went downstairs where the dining room is now. But it was lower, almost level with the lagoon. And it was just a cement with a roof, with a thatch roof. And I used to sing and play my guitar and over there to the guests. And I wasn't getting paid. I was getting paid to work there, not to sing, and wait on table, and wash dishes, or whatever you wanted. We all worked, the three of us just worked everything, you know. So then I was drafted into the service December 7. I never thought that date would be you know, it was December 7th, I was 11 years old when it all happened. We were living in Kapan, we heard the planes and all that. But anyway, I got into the service, took the full training during the Korean War. And Charlie Pereira, who's Anahola, I wrote a song for him, Charlie's song. And he says, Larry, you got to write a song for me, you know. And you write so many songs and you didn't write, I'm your buddy, you know, we were in the army together. I said, okay, it takes me half an hour. In fact, I wrote two good songs in 1 hour. And to write Charlie's song took me 2 years. If you know Charlie, you'd know how long it takes to write a song about him. But anyway, to the service, and I became a corporal. And then they froze the advancement. You couldn't get promoted. And so my friend and I and the other guy, we formed a trio. And we entered the first All-Army Talent Contest in Waikiki. All 35 installations in Hawaii competed for the first All-Army Talent Contest. And guess what? We won first place. I sang the love song of Kalua, not knowing that that song was I'm going to sing on Fantasy Island. You know, it's all connected. But here's the best part of it. Our trio was called the Beach Boys. And it's in the front page of the Honolulu Star Bulletin, our picture and the story. So shall I sue the Beach Boys? No, I wouldn't do that. It wouldn't be aloha. So that's as far as I got. And then I came out, met my wife in the army that she lived nearby. And we met in church at the Post Chapel by her godfather introduced me to her. And I used to teach dancing, not as a professional, but just sharing. I taught ballroom dancing to the high school in all my classes. And we used to hold dances at my home in the garage. And we did bebop, pop bop, and all those tango and rumba and samba. That was the thing. So anyway, she knew I could dance good, so she tried to matchmake me with two other of her friends. And when I started to dance with her, that was it. So we ended up getting married. So I met Mr. Guslander on an airplane coming back home. And I said, Mr. Guslander, I don't know if you know me, but I'm Larry Vera, and I work at Coco Palm. He said, well, go back there, tell them I sent you. And I've been there ever since. And they're all gone. They were wonderful, the Guslanders, Grace and Gus.
I remember in the 70s, I think it was, coming to the Coco Palms and saw you for the first time. And I remember Grace Guslander going through the...
torch lighting.
Yeah, yeah. And she was always mingling with the patrons and just a very lovely...
Yeah, well, I'll tell you how I got the job.
Okay, yeah, tell us.
It's on my CD, a little bit of it. I was a waiter at that time. We have our lunch before we open 11:30, and all the visitors come in. They open the door, and wham, the busloads of people. And so we're having lunch in the far corner. And I went to the stage and imitated Mrs. Guslander and mimicked her. And on the microphone and everything. And not knowing, she was in the corner watching me imitate her. And so the employees are pointing me like, she's back of you with their fingers pointing out. And I did the whole thing in the very end. More than 100 years ago, you know. And the very last word, I said, she looked over and I, there she was standing. And she said, splendid was her word. And that's how I got the job. I got the biggest pay in doing the torch lighting. The boys went out, ran the thing. When she was off or when she was on vacation or went to the mainland, I would do it every Sunday or more. And people didn't know the difference. I made bets and won a lot of money. They said, that's not Larry, that's Mrs. Guslander. So that's how I got to do the torch lighting. And that's why I put it on my new CD. when Arthur Godfrey came to Cocoa Palms, because Mr. Guslander needed investors in Hanalei Plantation, the Hanalei Plantation Hotel. Mm-hmm. And so I was a waiter, and I went up to the table, and in those days, we never served mahi-mahi for breakfast, because it's all frozen, and it's done and defrosted for dinner. You could only order mahi-mahi dinner, not breakfast. So here comes Mr. Arthur Godfrey, sit down with Mr. Lyle Guslander, and all the waiters, they run away. They always throw me and feed me to the lions, you know. So I go there. Good morning. My name is Larry. May I get your order? So Mr. Arthur Godfrey, I'd like have mahi-mahi. And Mr. Guslander looks at me. He goes, you know, what I'm going to say. I said, mm-hmm. And I pretend like we have it. And Mr. Guslander is looking, what is Larry doing, you know. So I run very quietly as normal in the kitchen, the swinging doors. As soon as I get behind the swinging doors, I go, Jero, quick, get it out. You got to go to my, get it out. Defrost the my, we got to. Then do it real fast. I come out real calm and cool. I put the plate in front of him with the mahi-mahi. Mr. Guslander gives me a big look. My God, what did Larry, how did Larry do that? So as soon as they left, he came back. He said, Larry, you don't know, you saved the day. I said, why? He said, Mr. He was so happy about the mahi-mahi. He said, you know, you did a great thing. He slapped my back and says, have another kid. So we did. So then Arthur Godfrey says, Larry, I heard you sing The Whole World Looks to Hawaii. I would like you to be my guest and sing in my show at the Waikiki Shell. I'm trying to remember what year it was. My wife knows all the years and dates. And I said, okay, so John Kaliohe, who born and raised in Anahola, he also passed away. He and I were very close friends, and we sang a lot together at Cocoa Palms. If I start going there, almost every musician on the island performed with me and went on their own later. But they all had their beginnings there. Anyway, he paid John Kaliohe and myself. We stayed at the Beachcomber Hotel, and he wanted me to sing in his show. They were honoring Arthur Godfrey at the Waikiki Shell. So in the 2.5-hour show, my song, The Whole World Looks to Hawaii, was the only song with standing ovation. Mm. And I just remember that day. I was kind of shocked. You're kind of you're stunned when you know, it's not about me. It must have been the lyrics. And the lyrics, how I got inspired to write The Whole World Looks to Hawaii is when President Kennedy came to Hawaii. He said Hawaii was known as the melting pot of the Pacific, how harmony, the creeds all work together, you know. And so I said, yeah, that's right. We have the different nationalities that work and play and sing together here. So that's how I wrote The Whole World Looks to Hawaii. And I recorded it and put it in my first album. The album was called Love and Aloha, and it's still there on vinyl, collector's item. And some people are buying it for $150 at the trash and treasure shops. Trash and treasure shops. Oh, and so that's so funny, because that's a so valuable album. I have just maybe over 10 left. But anyway, we sang the song, The Whole World Looks to Hawaii, and we have a standing room, all because Arthur Godfrey heard me sing this song. And I don't think you have the CD, but I'll just sing it I don't think I usually play a guitar, not an ukulele, but I'll give a little bit. The whole world looks to Hawaii. It's people, it's love, and aloha. They look
day to the way we pray with men of every creed. The whole world comes to Hawaii to search for a life that is free. We work, we play, we sing and pray together in harmony.
And it goes on, I traveled away from this paradise. It's on one of my CDs with full orchestra and choir by Don Ralke's arrangement. How I write songs is unbelievable. Somebody told me, Larry, when you write a song, are you down the beach looking at the moon and watching the palm trees sway? I said, no. When I wrote I Search for Love, I was washing dishes at Cocoa Palms. So it doesn't matter. It's in your mind. Sometime when you're doing something tedious, you can create a song while you're doing that. It's amazing. So I had a little coffee shop. From the waiter, they said, because anyone wants to run the coffee shop upstairs in the lobby, it's going to be called the Earl of Sandwich. And we'll call it the Aloha Breakfast for parting guests early in the morning that the dining room isn't open yet, but they got to catch a plane. So I said, I think I'd like that. So I took the job, and I had that room all to myself, and ran the coffee shop. And people would come in. It was juice, roll, and coffee, all the coffee you want, for 78 cents, tax included. Those are the days, right? So I took that, but I said, I know what I'm going to do. I put a phonograph. I had records already, 33s and 45s. And I displayed all my albums and played while they're having coffee. And when they come in and they see me, I was the last person they saw last night at 12 o'clock. What are you doing here? Oh, in my coffee shop. Wow. And they would comment about the show. And they see all those albums. They would take one. And that was fantastic. So they'd have coffee, meet the person, sign the autograph, and they would go. So I did well up there.
There's another Grace Gusslander story, I think, that has to do with your, possibly your best-known composition, called Kamalani.
Oh, yeah. Very interesting how things work. I'm home with the flu, and Mrs. Gusslander called. They had already built the frog rooms. They named the rooms the frog rooms because the frogs were disturbing the guests at night. Ribbit, 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 you know. So she said, we have to create something to make it positive, you know. Make lemonade out of lemons, right? So she decorated all the rooms, like the frog rooms. And everything was about the ponds, the lily pads, and on the bedspreads and all that. And they had frogs on the curtain, you know, little toy frogs, and flowers and water lilies. So she called me up. She says, Larry, don't just stay home with the flu. Write a song about a frog. I said, frog? How do you write stuff? But, you know, Mrs. Gusslander, small, blonde, blue eyes, little, but she carried a big stick. And when she says something, you better do it. So I said, yes, Mrs. Gusslander, sort of trembling in my boots. And I put the phone down, and at that very instant, a bird out my window. I said, my, that's a nice melody. So I ran to the legend that was written by Miliana Sung, Mrs. Sheldon's sister. And I read the legend that tells of a handsome young prince who fell in love with the granddaughter of a high chief at Coco Palms. Now, the handsome young prince lived in Pihana Kalani, the fullness of heaven. That's where I live, but I'm not a handsome young prince. But in the legend, he went down to Coco Palms and fell in love with Kamalani. Grandma told him, "You better come home before the sun sets or you're going to be transformed into a frog." He never made it. Never underestimate the power of a woman. So then he sang late hours of the night by the dining room and cocktail lounge, which I did. So from the bird giving me the melody, reading the legend, living in Pihana Kalani, the frog sang at late hours of the night, which I did. Here is the clincher. The frog has a birthmark in the center of his forehead, which I have. Now, how do you explain that? And that's how Kamalani. So when my first grandchild was born, we were coming from Vegas, directly from the plane. We landed in Lihue. I went straight to Wilcox and saw Kamalani. I named her Kamalani. Where is my love, Kamalani? Please answer me, Kamalani. Kamalani, here in this paradise, please come to me, Kamalani. When nights are still, Kamalani, you can hear the voice of you, Kamalani. We'll be together again. Kamalani, Kamalani. Is this the fullness of heaven? Come to me, Kamalani.
Kamalani.
When nights are still, Kamalani.
Kamalani.
You can hear the voice of Pukaninui. It beckons you, Kamalani. We'll be together again. Kamalani, Kamalani. You'll hear the sound of his voice here in this paradise. Kamalani, Kamalani. You'll hear the sound of his voice here in this paradise. Kamalani.
We will return to Kauai Community Radio's Talk Story with Larry Rivera after your station's identification.
Do you still coordinate and produce Blue Hawaii weddings?
Yes, that's a good question because I just did one Saturday. 3:30 was scheduled for it. It actually was a renewal of a 45-year married couple. And the daughter, Debbie, came all the way from Florida. And she wanted to do that for her parents who lives here. Near where I live, and I didn't know them, celebrating 45 years. So to do a blue and white wedding is quite a big undertaking. First of all, my wife has to collect all the flowers and separate them and get them gathered. We need the rugs, the buckets, the ropes, the this and that, so many things to prepare before we go to Kokopan. Then when we get there, she has to decorate the canoe. It takes 3.5 hours to decorate the canoe. And not counting the time we have to tidy up the place. We have about 12 people that I hire when we do a Blue Hawaii wedding. So it you know, a security, cleanup, photographer, video, arch bearers, canoe paddlers, conch shell blowers, chanters, all of that is happened. So it's gorgeous. And sometimes I get upset when people say, oh, Kokopan looks terrible. I said, but that's all right. Look at the ocean when you pass. But in the back in the lagoon, it's really beautiful. And I have had no complaints of hundreds of weddings. I even had Judge Akoba, secretary from Honolulu, do their wedding. They're a real wedding with 80 people, and they were really pleased. So if they liked it, you know, it works. So just Saturday, I had one and was storming, and because of the song I wrote, Wali Ali, I prayed to the rain gods and to the Heavenly Father to stop the rain during the wedding, and it did. Of course, everybody knows Wali Ali is the wettest spot on earth. From my home, I can see this beautiful mountain, the birds flying toward the sunset. One day to the next, it's always different. It doesn't look the same. Every day, it looks so beautiful. Rainbows, clouds, thunderstorms, you name it, it's there. So right in my home, looking out, in half an hour, I wrote, Wai Ale Ale, the home of the rain gods.
Wai Ale Ale, way up high in the evening. Birds will fly to your side. Wai Ale Ale, in the west, in the evening silhouette, how I sigh to be by your side. The home
untold. The beauty of heaven are yours to behold. Why a Leone seems to call, land of rain and waterfall, how I sigh to be by your side. The home of the rain god, your secret untold, the beauty of behold. Why a Leone seems to call, land of rain and waterfall, how I sigh to be by your side, to be by your side. Ale ale kailuna kalani o kanani
when Elvis passed away. Visitors just come to Cocoa Palms, and a Dr. Franklin from Memphis came over and he wanted to talk to me. So I told him the whole story about me and Elvis and the songs and everything, our friendship. He said, I want you to come to Memphis. I said, well, I can't afford to. He said, no, we're going to pay everything. I said, what? I said, but my wife has to come. He said, we'll take her too. So we went for a whole week to Memphis. They flew us over first class. And my job was to sit 1 hour a day in the evening. Earlier, they had an open mic for, it was a imitating Elvis show contest. Impersonators from all over the world that came to Memphis for the contest of the best impersonator. They came from Philippines, from Japan, from Germany, all over. And I got to meet all of them. And it was fabulous. My job was to meet them, sit with them, talk story, sing a few songs, and then another person would come up, open mic all day. Then the real thing came in the evening where I would sit down and tell for 1 hour, sing the songs and talk about me and Elvis and our friendship. And then they would have the contest would open and everybody would go up. So we did that, and it was wonderful to be there in Memphis to see his grave. And I didn't know he had a twin. And I'm going to give something away that's in the book, that I'm a twin too, that you have to read about it. We had a big meeting in Lihue. All the leaders were there and politicians, and they were looking for a title. I said, we already did all these aloha things. I said, what else can we get? I said, why don't you just put Aloha Begins With Me? They all liked that, and that's how they did that. Because to honor Mayor Baptist, I wrote Aloha for him.
Ua maoke eia oka aina I ka pono.
That's how it starts.
Ua mau ke eia o ka aina I ka pono. Aloha begins with me. Aloha begins with me. Aloha begins with me.
Everybody sing.
Aloha begins with me. Aloha begins with me. Aloha begins with me.
ke aho kaina hikapono.
Aloha begins with me. 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 When I walk down to the street, I will smile to all I meet and say aloha. When I drive on down to town and the traffic is slowing down, I smile and say aloha. On this island of many races, we are blessed with all God's graces.
Ua mau ke he aho ka aina I ka pono. Ua mau ke he aho ka aina I ka pono.
Aloha begins with me. Aloha begins with me.
Aloha begins with me. Aloha begins with me.
Aloha begins with me.
Aloha begins with me.
When I walk down to the street, I will smile to all I meet and say aloha. When I drive on down to town and the traffic is slowing down, I smile and say aloha. On this island of many races, we are blessed with all God's graces.
Ua mau ke he aho ka aina I ka pono. Ua mau ke he aho ka aina I ka pono.
Aloha begins with me. Aloha begins with me.
Aloha begins with me.
Everybody sing.
Aloha begins with me.
Aloha begins with me.
Aloha begins with me.
One more time.
Aloha begins with me.
Aloha begins with me.
Aloha begins with me.
Uncle Larry, tell us about the time you performed on Fantasy Island.
The plane, the plane. Little tattoo, he was so cute. He danced hukila with Ilima in a series called The Wedding. And so I was doing the show in a nightcap, and the producers were there. And one producer, Michael Fisher, went to Gloria, my wife. Mrs. Rivera, can you ask your husband to sing the love song of Kalua? And she said, well, write it on a paper and give it to him. So they wrote on paper, and I looked at it. Said, can you sing the love song of Kalua? So I sang it. So as soon as I got through and the show was over, they said, Mr. Rivera, we have our audition room up there in the coffee shop that I had. They made it into an office for that period. And I said, why? He said, we would like you to come up. I want you to meet the producers and directors. We want you to sing the love song of Kalua in our episode called The Wedding with Samantha Agar and Ricardo Montalban. So I went up. I said, you don't have to wait in line. Just come right in. So I went in. I said, Larry, this is so-and-so, Michael Fisher, and blah, 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 blah. And they said, we would like to you to sing the song, Kalua, in our episode. I said, well, I'll think about it, yes. So I had my kids in it, Larry, Leilani, Lima, Lily. They sang the background with me. But it went beautiful. Don Ho sang the wedding song on that same series, The Wedding. where Samantha Agar's fantasy was marrying him. And so they did get, and he called it Vella Glen. And you know where they were? At the end of Hyena, on the top of Key, up there. I said, that's my place. Because when my wife and I honeymoon, we went there. We were the only one in the beach. No one was there a whole day. This is where we spent the honeymoon. January 22nd in 1955. We stayed up in the hotel called Wailua Ranch Hotel. They all know me. I knew Gudadeva. And that's why I wrote another song called Aloha is the Spirit of Kauai. They were the ones that encouraged me, and they recorded it.
Larry, tell us a little bit about your children.
I thought you'd never ask. You have half an hour. I have 6 children, 17 grandchildren, and 15 great-grandchildren. And their names are Kamalani Lanuilani, Kuipu Kamali'i Makali'i, Pulilil, Patricia Lee, Jonah Kiavi, Pu'ukaninui, Sam Skipper, Stephanie Mahialani, Ariel Ilani, Kionauna Lalani, which means Fragrant Leaves of Heaven, Micah Jadine Fernandez, Victoria Joy, Mahina Mele Rivera Baxter, Kai Kea Kanaloa, Kelisa Nagasin Kuehu, Selena Keahi Vela Rivera, Sophia Kamiley Ramson, Leilani Page from Tacoma, Washington, Kai Kea, Kai Kona, Ezekiel, Angelina, Daedrin, Jaden, Noah, Josiah, Joshua, Hili Na is the latest one, and Banzai. I think I got it all. Actually, his name is Tai, but he's such a cute, he's Japanese, Filipino, all the mixture. That's my great-grandson, and we love to call him Banzai. He looks so cute, and his real name is Tai.
And do all of your children perform?
My 3 sons married blonde, blue eyes, and they're all in the mainland. Larry Jr. married a nurse in Massachusetts. He graduated, they all graduated Kapa High School. And they have a son and a daughter, Larry the Turd and and Michelle.
Cool.
Well, we can't pronounce TH here in Kauai.
I know, we don't know.
So anyway, then Dwayne is in Tacoma, Washington. And he just married off his 6 feet tall daughter. And he's about 4 feet something. He's the shortest in the family, but he's a dynamic person. And then Dwayne is in Talent, Oregon. And he's married to a beautiful blonde-eyed girl, and they have a son, Sam. And she works in the ski lodge. She manages a ski lodge in Oregon. And anyway, my 3 daughters are on the island, terrorizing the island. They perform. And Leilani, of course, you know Leilani, Bon, Daryl, Lowe now. And, of course, Ilima has a fantastic show also at, she's by that, by Opaika Falls Village, Kamokila Village. She does a show there every day, and she takes people. It's a wonderful job. And she wrote a lot of, all my 3 daughters wrote songs. They're all composers and recording artists. And then Lurleen is with me at Cafe Portofino, and she's really terrific on the keyboards, and I'm very, very proud of all of them and the shows they do.
Your Nightcap with Larry show has been very popular over the years, and currently I think your daughter Lurleen performs, that's what it's called, at the Cafe Portofino?
Yes. Actually, you know, I can truthfully say it's the longest running show in Hawaii. It longer than the they had in Waikiki a Kodak show.
Kodak Hula show?
My Nightcap has been running longer than any show. And I'm just happy and thank God that I'm still alive also.
What is it like performing with your children?
You look up to them and you say, is that my child? How beautiful that they can share their music and aloha with people from all over the world, you know. So I'm very proud, and I thank God for the blessings I've received.
Beautiful rainbow. that was written for?
I wrote it for my wife and also a higher person that lives in heaven. When I see a beautiful rainbow, I think of you. And I'll just play a little bit of it.
When I see a beautiful rainbow, I think of you. I think of you. Your face shining through the golden sunlight in the sky, in the sky. The flower, the blue sky, the ocean reminds me of your lasting love. When I see a beautiful rainbow, I think of you. I think of you. The rainbow's bright colors is your laughter. The rain falling down is your tears. Everybody sing. When I see a beautiful rainbow, I think of you. I think of you.
And it goes on. It's a beautiful song, and I use it for the weddings that I do at Coco Palms or on the beach. And it's called the meditation song, where the couple would look to the sky or to themselves, and nobody interferes with that as they meditate while I sing in the background. Not looking at me, they have to look out to the ocean or the lagoon and the sky. So it makes their wedding very memorable.
A couple of years ago, your son-in-law wrote a song about Grandpa learning to surf.
Well, this is what happened. And you wouldn't believe it. I didn't know he wrote that song. But Leilani had a party down the beach at Hanamalo. And I don't swim. So I'm afraid to get into any deep water. I can get weighted. And so the beach boys were there. In fact, his name was Francis Takasaki. He teaches surfing over there, Hanamalo. And his wife takes lessons, hula, from Leilani. So this is, Grandpa, Uncle, come up here and we'll put you on the surfboard. I said, no, I don't swim. Come on. I said, okay. So I went out there and we walked out. And then before we know it, we were kind of deep and I fell backwards and I was drowning. I had my back on the bottom of the ocean. And Mr. Takasaki is standing there. The water was up to his knee, and he says, Uncle Larry, just stand up. The water was, I was a little, all I had to do was stand up, and the water was on this side. And so I said, oh my goodness, I thought I was drowning. So finally, they put me on the surfboard, and the three of them shoved me out, and I'm standing on the surfboard. And it goes and caught the wave, and I'm going all the way like Duke Hanamoku, all the way. They were so happy. I have a picture of it. I'm on the surfing like, you know, the whole farm going and balance all the way to the shore. And that's when he wrote that song. It doesn't look like me. In fact, they put it in the newspaper and said, guess who this is? If you can guess, you'll get a free CD. Nobody could guess.
So, Larry, you're going to be 82 in September. How do you stay so young?
Well, I don't have a fountain of youth. I feel great. In fact, people say, Larry, how come you're so much energy and you look so young? What did the doctors say? I said, well, I don't know, but they're all dead. That's just a joke. Anyway, You know, this is where it is. Always have something, someone, some project to look forward to. Don't end. Look forward to something that you like to do, enjoy, a project, a person, a place, a subject that you want to continue to live for that reason, especially for your grandchildren. You want to see your great-grandchildren graduate high school at least, or at least see one wedding. You know, so you have a lot to look forward to, and that keeps you going. That's what my philosophy is.
KKCR would like to thank Larry Rivera for sharing with us in this edition of Talk Story. Interview by Colette Welch, engineering and mastering by Dean Rogers, executive producer Amy La Television. Talk Story was recorded in the studios of Kauai Community Radio. For more information about this program and Kauai Community Radio, you can visit kkcr.org or call 808-826-7774. Funding is made possible by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Ahui ho, until we meet again.
Of your lasting love, when I see a beautiful rainbow, I think of you, I think of you. The rainbow's bright colors is your laughter. The rain falling down is your tears. Everybody sing. When I see a beautiful rainbow, I think of you, I think of you.